This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
There are many insights to glean from the latest controversy concerning the Disney Corporation. One of the most significant is how a woke corporation manages to portray itself as a victim the moment public opinion turns against them. Ben Shapiro argues in a recent column that the left is the culture war aggressor. He reminds us that much of the firestorm surfaced when Disney criticized Florida's parental rights and education bill, which protects small children from indoctrination on sexual orientation and gender identity. Then video footage of top Disney employees surfaced. One Disney producer told an all-hands meeting that her team works to push a not-so-secret gay agenda in programming aimed at kids and sought to add queerness to such content. The Disney corporate president announced that she was the mother of one transgender child and one pansexual child, and that she would try to achieve a quota system whereby half of all Disney characters would be LGBTQ or people of color. Also, the Disney diversity and inclusion manager stated that Disney theme parks would be eliminating any mention of ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls. Obviously, Disney had a PR disaster on their hands, so it was time for the establishment media to come to the rescue. A writer for the New York Times lamented that Disney executives had to be the object of right-wing fury and disgust. The goal of these and others in the media was to make Disney the victim. Ben Shapiro calls this a transparent lie. Americans have seen the transformation of Walt Disney into woke Disney, and I think they understand that Disney is the culture war aggressor. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.